After living in the United States for most of his life, Peter Adup moved back to South Sudan in 2020 with an aim of helping orphans across the country. Adup says he always had the zeal to help children whose parents were killed during the war or died of diseases in South Sudan. Adup says he lost his family during the civil war that erupted in 1983, back when South Sudan was still part of Sudan. He says he was raised by someone else, which motivated him to begin caring for orphans.
I'm an orphan, so, and I want to do what other people did to me before, because there's so many people there participated before to help me, to find me something that can make me to be somebody who I am today. So I will not become alone to be somebody today without somebody who helped me. I think together we can do more.
Adup says in the beginning, there was a group of South Sudanese men who shared with him the same vision of caring for orphans. But the others later all back out, leaving him to implement the initiative single-handedly. Adup tells South Sudan in Focus, more than 30 homeless children now benefits from his program across the country. He says he wants to ensure that children receive basic needs.
My planning, I just want to find a safe place for them, like a center, and find a school for them and the place where they feed them. So that's my goal right now. Yeah, I just pray God, like if there is some people who want to join me, like you, like others, I can do that. So I'm willing to do that.
Adup urges well-wishers to join him or support his initiative financially to help orphaned children across the country. Elizabeth Lizzie, one of Adup's friends, says when Adup first returned to South Sudan in 2026 in search of his family members, he stayed with her at her house in Juba. Lizzie says Adup was 4 years old when his village was attacked during the Sudan civil war, forcing him to seek refuge in neighboring Kenya. She says she and a pastor identified as David offered to help Peter Adup and his two friends in a will.
Over 30 years after leaving his village at the age of 4, he was ready to visit again, and God opened every door. As Peter and Stephen and Matthew flew to South Sudan, Peter recognized a friend from the refugee camp in transit in Ethiopia. He said, "Hey, it's me, Peter, from Kakuma Camp. Do you know anyone who would know anything about my family?" And the friend replied, "I do."
Lizzie says Adup finally reunited with his family in a will after nearly 30 years of believing he lost all of his family members during the war. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.